Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Second and five. Intercepted back for the touchdown.
And Newton never thought that he could reach up there and make that play.
Prescott under pressure, and he's going to go down at the 9-yard line. Khalil Mack, 9.5 sacks now for him, and that sacks in five straight games.
Third down, six.
And Orton, and Khalil Mack again.
He's racking up the stats here today.
I feel good about Leonard. Akeem Hicks is going to provide a lot of pass rush. As we go forward, I think we're always going to be looking for pass rushers, and it's something we'll be mindful of.
The most exciting words in poker are all in. And that's what Ryan Pace and your Chicago Bears are. Welcome in to a very special edition of a Khalil Mack celebration. Danny Parkins and Mark Grody here with you until Cubs pregame. Ryan Pace has pulled off the unthinkable, sending the next two first-round picks to the Las Vegas, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders, 2019 and 2020. Your Chicago Bears will not have a first-round pick. And in exchange, they get a 2020 second-round pick and a 2020 fifth-round pick, also sending away a third- and sixth-round pick. And what do the Bears get in addition to that? A top five defensive player in football. What's up, Mark Grody?
Danny, the Bears now have a guy for whom other offenses have to game plan, and that's the one thing the Bears defense did not have. The one thing that I always have said about the Bears defense, as good as it was last year, a legitimate top 10 defense, they didn't have that guy, that dominant guy, the guy who scared you. Maybe Akeem Hicks to some degree, because he is one of the best interior linemen, I think, in the NFL, but there wasn't as much of a fear factor with that. And this suddenly puts everything into place for the Bears defense.
It is a remarkably bold move. It's a move that I did not expect them to make until next year, because I figured they'd wait and see just exactly what they had on offense before putting all of their chips in the middle of the table. Right, like the Rams waited for 2 years with Jared Goff before they went out and got Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters and Ndamukong Suh. You just didn't think it was going to be this soon.
Well, and Ryan Pace has been steadfast in talking about how, and he's not necessarily unique in this, but talking about how he wanted to build this team through the draft. So you didn't exactly expect the blockbuster free agency move. I mean, it didn't mean that he wasn't going to make a move, but one like this, I didn't expect. This changes everything for him. It is like when Jerry Angelo went out and got Jay Cutler. It suddenly changed everything. The way you thought about Jerry Angelo, we could do another whole show on how it worked out with Jay Cutler, but this completely changes what Ryan Pace is, who he is, what you might expect him to do. And quite frankly, because of the fact that they will not have first-round picks, or at least it looks like it, the next couple of years, it changes the game plan for the Bears going forward. And they have had some success, by the way, drafting in rounds that are not the first round. So that portends well for the Bears, too, in the future.
Ryan Pace is bold, and fortune favors the bold. He traded up for Leonard Floyd. He traded up for Mitch Trubisky. He traded up for Anthony Miller. And this is the most draft capital that he's given up, trading up for, I'll be conservative and call him a top 10 defensive player in the NFL, but there's a legitimate argument that he's a top 3 defensive player in the NFL, and he's about to get the richest defensive contract in NFL history from the Chicago Bears.
What's great about it is he had his worst year last year, and I should put that in radio air quotes. His worst year was 10.5 sacks in a Pro Bowl season. His best year was 15 sacks a few years ago, and there is legitimacy to this guy, whether you want to call him a defensive end. Obviously, he's going to be an outside linebacker in this particular defense. But another thing that he does is, I say it's sort of like getting an ace pitcher. He puts everybody else, it makes everything else okay. It puts Sam Acho in the right place all of a sudden, because you shouldn't
yeah, the,
have.
The, right? Yeah, the upgrade from Sam Acho to Khalil Mack cannot be overstated.
Well, right. So then now you have, hopefully, on September 9th, you have the club-wearing Leonard Floyd, and you have, hopefully, Khalil Mack. Now, we don't know how football-ready he is because of what he's missed with the Raiders and all that, but it puts him in his place right there. It also takes a little bit of the pressure off Leonard Floyd, because we've all come out firing on Leonard Floyd, or not firing on him, but saying he's got to be a double-digit sack guy. And he probably still does, but now you have a guy who is who you absolutely expect to be that in Khalil Mack.
The expectations just for this season, Grody, have increased so much. Legitimately, the Bears could have a top five defense this year. They had a top 12 defense in any statistical category that you looked at last year, with zero Pro Bowlers, zero elite talents. Even though Akeem Hicks is very good,
right,
they had zero Pro Bowlers. Then they had the top inside linebacker in the draft and one of the best to come out in years in Roquan Smith. And at their biggest position of need, you add Khalil Mack as a pass rusher, like you said, moving everyone else down. And you think back to Vic Fangio's defense when he had Aldon Smith playing with Justin Smith inside.
Like, legit star.
Aldon Smith had a 19-sack season and a 15-sack season when he was with Vic Fangio and he had a good interior presence. Well, the Bears have Akeem Hicks to pair with Khalil Mack, to pair with Leonard Floyd, to pair with Roquan Smith, to pair with an entire secondary that returns.
Well, right, and to that end, that's what I was just going to bring up, the secondary, which is already on the rise. I mean, I'm not going to say great yet. It's on the rise. I mean, Kyle Fuller obviously had a career year last year. Prince Omukamara has been terrific in the preseason, and we know that he's a solid professional. Eddie Jackson, it's possible that Eddie Jackson is a star in this league, and Adrian Amos, you know, we all obsess over Pro Football Focus and the fact that he's top five in that, but, you know, he's a player on the rise as well, and if the ball comes out of the quarterback's hands a lot quicker because of what they have up front, then those guys get even better.
It's nine returning starters on defense, and the two replacements are a top 10 pick at inside linebacker, who is the best player in the Rose Bowl, and Khalil freaking Mack.
Yeah.
Like, the list of players definitively better on defense than Khalil Mack is J.J. Watt if he's healthy, and probably Aaron Donald, because there's just fewer of them. Like, there's just fewer guys that do what Aaron Donald does at his position. I talked to an offensive lineman today from the AFC West who went against goes against Justin Houston in practice, goes against Joey Bosa, against Khalil Mack, against Von Miller. He said that Mack he would have slightly below Bosa and Miller, so third best in that division, but still is a top six defensive player in the entire league.
Yeah, and I mean, and you look at the rest of the defense. We've talked about Akeem Hicks and what he brings, and I think that 8.5 sacks, like I like to use the word legit, like that was legit for him, and he could repeat something like that. You have to believe that this is a huge year for Eddie Goldman, that he'll be properly motivated too. And then honestly, something that we've seen, Danny, throughout this preseason is that other defensive end spot, the one opposite of Akeem Hicks, with two guys on the rise, especially Roy Roberts and Harrison. I mean, he has looked really good throughout this. It's probably going to be Bullard getting the bulk of the playing time there, but you have all these
rotate.
They will rotate, but again, everybody looks a little bit better. Everybody falls into place because of Khalil Mack.
It's an incredible accomplishment from Ryan Pace, and it blows the expectation game out of the water. Like, the collective Chicago Bear fan base and media needs to just hit the reset button and just start over with expectations now, because look at last year. You have to go back exactly 1 year in the NFL. Vikings, top five defense. Case Keenum at quarterback. NFC Championship game. Jaguars, top five defense. Blake Bortles at quarterback. AFC Championship game. The Eagles, top five defense. Nick Foles won them the Super Bowl. Three of the four teams that played conference championship weekend in the NFL had less than blue chip pedigree quarterbacks, and they had great defenses. If the Bears have a great defense this year, which is absolutely in play, if you have a top five defense, you can win a Super Bowl, period, full stop. Period, full stop.
Absolutely, and you know, it's so funny because this is another thing that I've been talking about from the beginning. It's a strange year for Matt Nagy, because I said even before this that it's almost like he's not necessarily going to get that honeymoon season. And I always said that because of the expectations that fans have for Ryan Pace because he's in his fourth year. And you know what? Ryan Pace is acting accordingly. He knows he's in his fourth year, and it's time for him to win.
14-34 for Ryan Pace.
Right, and this doesn't make the Bears 13-3 all of a sudden for this season. I'm not saying that, but expectations are different for this first-year head coach than they would be for others. Because usually you get the first-year head coach by, and I don't think that Nagy was getting that before that, and I'm certainly positive he's not getting that now that he's pulled the trigger on this.
Listen, the NFC maybe has 10 of the 12 best teams in football. The NFC is loaded, and I think the NFC North is the best division in football.
Which is too bad for the Bears. But
Which is too bad for the Bears. Yeah. So we'll see how quickly Trubisky gets hold of the offense, how quickly Nagy can install the entire thing, how quickly – I mean, think about it. They got a lot of new pieces on offense. Second-year quarterback in his second offense, new coaching staff, new number one tight end, new number one wide receiver, new number two wide receiver, and if Anthony Miller's the number three wide receiver, a new number three wide receiver.
By the way,
also.
A new number one wide receiver who wasn't targeted during the preseason. Yeah. So it's going to take a second.
But hey, the Jaguars went 10-6 last year and ended up in the AFC title game.
Right. Well, we could play that NFL game every year.
No question, but I'm just saying, if you have a top five defense and an offense that's clearly going to be better, anything is in play.
You could have Blake Bortles as your quarterback and thrive.
And I think the Bears have better than Blake Bortles.
I think so, too.
And I think that they have a serious upgrade offensively. And it's a remarkable accomplishment. Say what you will about Ryan Pace and acting out of desperation, or if you went along with the plan on John Fox, or overpaying for Mike Glennon, or botching the kicker evaluation, or that you think he should have took Deshaun Watson over Trubisky. Like, any complaints that you have about Ryan Pace, in one offseason, he got a new head coach who Andy Reid called his best head coaching prospect that he's ever had. 8 of the 32 head coaches in the NFL right now are on the Andy Reid tree. He got a new number one wide receiver, a new number two wide receiver, a new number three wide receiver, a new tight end, the top 10 pick at inside linebacker, and a top 10 defensive player in football. That is an overhaul in one offseason that is just a remarkable thing.
Right, and you go back to even the Allen Robinson thing. Like, the Allen Robinson thing is almost like Khalil Mack, as in, did you really think the Bears were going to get him? I mean, I knew the name was thrown out there for the possibilities, him or Sammy Watkins or Jarvis Landry. Did you really think the Bears were going to land? Like, I thought they had to land one of those three guys.
Yeah.
But they got, I think, the best of the crop there. So not only is he doing these things, he's getting the guys that everybody wants him to get, that he almost has to get for this roster, and we get to stop obsessing about the lack of outside linebacker on the Bears now. Because,
yeah.
And you know what? And I don't know if this was their plan from the beginning, because that was the one thing on draft night that everybody was saying, well, the one area they still didn't address and they needed to address, and quite frankly, Ryan Pace admitted to that they needed to address that outside linebacker spot that, you know, in drafting Kylie Fitz, that looks like a great prospect, but a prospect is a prospect.
Yeah, I don't think that Ryan Pace knew this was happening on draft day. The Bears just gave up more capital for a defensive player than any team in NFL history. Like, this is quite literally an unprecedented trade. They gave up 4 draft picks for a defensive player. It's never happened before, including 2 first-rounders.
I wonder if people think it was worth... Like, I have barely looked at it, and I knew it was going to be that costly. And when we get to the draft next year, it's going to kind of stink, because unless the Bears do, you know, somehow recover a first-rounder, which I doubt highly is going to happen.
Or if they win 11 games.
Or if they win 11 games, and you know you have a 27-year-old, like you said, top 5 defensive player. The hardest guys to get in the NFL are great quarterbacks and great guys who sack the quarterback. The 2 toughest positions to acquire in football.
And I always say that I can cover the NFL without ever listening to them speak, because I think that when they talk, they're lying. And you can, because it's a salary-capped sport, if you just follow the money, you can see what teams are planning to do. So last year, when everyone was killing Ryan Pace for his free agent class, the thing that I was saying, and I was being called a Ryan Pace apologist, was look at how little money is committed long term. He has them in such a great cap position to be able to spend when they're ready. And this is what you do when you have a quarterback on a rookie contract. This is how the Cowboys were able to be a 12-win team with Dak Prescott.
Yep.
How the Seahawks were able to win a Super Bowl and make the playoffs multiple years on Russell Wilson's rookie deal. How the Rams were able to get to a double-digit win team under Jared Goff. The Eagles under Carson Wentz. The Raiders under Derek Carr. If you have a quarterback that's cheap, you can spend on the rest of the team. And you know what happens when Khalil Mack's contract runs up? And they haven't signed him yet, but the guaranteed portion when it runs up, assuming it paces like Aaron Donald's, that's when you pay Mitch Trubisky. Like, that's how it works. He's spending money on Allen Robinson. He's spending money on Khalil Mack. He's spending money in other places on the team because he's not spending a lot of money on Mitch Trubisky.
And I know that this is a celebration of today for Bears fans and Khalil Mack, but... And again, I don't know what his readiness is in terms of the Green Bay game, but right away, you need that guy. I mean, for the first
two games,
I think he will. And so let's just say he does. You have that availability for the first two games, and you have Seattle in the Monday night football game, so you have two really good quarterbacks that you're dealing with right off the bat until, you know, Tampa Bay, and you don't have to deal with Jameis Winston.
Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
It'll be Ryan Fitzpatrick. So right away, I mean, you actually can start talking about the fact and game planning for Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson with that guy who you need in there right away. Because, again, who knows how Leonard Floyd is going to react to playing with a club. I mean, that, like, we all just assume because there's a precedent with other players in the past having worn a club and having success or thriving with it. No idea. It might suck for him. You know, he may not be the same player with a club on his hand.
Khalil Mack could suffer a soft tissue injury. He could get hurt. He could be rusty. All of those things can happen.
No, Danny, that's not going to happen.
The guy has not missed a single game in his NFL career.
Wow. I had not realized that.
Four seasons, 16 games played every year. 37 sacks the last three seasons. Three straight Pro Bowls. Two all-pro teams. He doesn't turn 28 until next season.
And he did something that had never been done in the NFL, and that was to be an all-pro at two different positions, defensive end and outside linebacker.
Correct.
In the same year. So, and I get it that those are, depending on what defense you're in, those are sort of different positions, but it just kind of gives you an example of all the different titles that he has, so to speak.
He was a defensive captain. There's no questioning Khalil Mack's resume as a football player. There is no character issue. There is no off the field. There is no on the field. These players do not become available.
There is one character flaw, Danny, and you won't care about this, but I was reading through his Wikipedia. He's a big music guy, likes to play the guitar, and Hanson, one of his favorite bands. Do you know anything about Hanson?
Mm-bop.
That's it. I mean, there you go. Done.
Mm-bop.
You do know Hanson.
312-644-6767. It's a celebration. Let's go, Bears fans. We're talking to you. Zach, you're up first. You're on with Mark Grody and Danny Parkins on the score. Khalil Mack's a Bear.
Come on, Zach.
Zach, I'm going to need more from you than silence.
What's going on,
Zach,
guys?
I know it's Saturday, but come on. Let's do this.
Right? I'm just still in shock. This is amazing. First of all, I wanted to say this has got to be the best off season in the NFL. Absolutely. Well done, Pace. You did a great job. And one point I wanted to say was before today, it was really going to be who's going to be opposite of Leonard Floyd. Now it's Leonard Floyd on the opposite side of Khalil Mack.
Bingo.
This is crazy to think about. This is huge news. Guys, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid all the way.
Bears.
You know what? And here's an interesting thing, too, Zach. I'm glad you mentioned that. Like, when you think about those two guys, think about past defensive end pairings that have made the other guy look really good. There was a guy that the Bears signed years ago named Adewale Ogunleye, who we all remember, and he was a decent Bear. He probably didn't do what we thought he would do in a Bears uniform, but he was made to look great by the guy on the other side, and he was the bigger star, and his name is escaping me right now. I think he's a Hall of Famer. Who was the other guy on the other
side? Oh,
yeah,
Julius Peppers?
No, it wasn't Julius Peppers.
What are you talking about?
The Miami Dolphins. Who was the other guy? Who was the guy?
Taylor?
Thank you, Jason Taylor. Right. So because of Jason Taylor, Adewale Ogunleye had a massive year, and that's when the Bears scooped him up. So that's what one good defensive end could do for the, because obviously teams are going to stack it up against Khalil Mack, which is going to open the door for Leonard Floyd to have a big year.
There's no, like, I don't even feel like the need to analyze the football fit. Khalil Mack would fit anywhere, like you said, all pro at two different positions. He is a perfect defensive football player. I think it's I can't believe it happened. And, oh, by the way, the Packers were supposedly, reportedly, the favorite to get him until yesterday when Ryan Pace upped his offer. Think about how Bears fans would be feeling if Sunday Night Football was Khalil Mack at Lambeau against the Bears.
Oh, man.
Instead, now he's on your team against the Packers.
Yeah, it's sort of like the waiver wire blocks. You know, Ryan Pace swooped and said, no, you're not going to do that. Yes, we'll give you the second first-round pick in 2019. We're totally cool with that.
Mark, you're on the score. It's a Khalil Mack celebration. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. You know, bold move, but it comes with some high risk. He kind of risked the future by giving up two number ones. Did they give up anything else with this?
A third and a sixth, but they get back a second and a fifth.
Okay, that's still quite a bit. I'm just going to make a couple points. I don't feel they're one player away from the Super Bowl. That's another thing not in their favor. The other thing is he sat out this whole preseason, didn't play at all. I mean, how many snaps are they expecting to take next Sunday night? He's at high risk for an injury right now because a lot of these guys that sit out, they come back. Specifically, you got to watch he doesn't get a bad hamstring pull.
No, I think that is absolutely a concern. But where do you think the biggest hole is on the team right now, Mark?
Well, it definitely was the outside pass rush. But I'd like to see him sign somebody that got cut or something else. I think they gave up too much. And I'll leave you with this. How did it work out the last time we gave up two number ones? I'll hang up.
Well, that was a different general manager in Jerry Angelo. And I will say this, that Ryan Pace has had success, obviously, in the later rounds in drafting. I mean, you just look at last year, you look at Tariq Cohen and Eddie Jackson, both fourth-round picks, and those are two guys who are really important parts of your team this year. And if you want to talk about second-round picks, which is where the Bears obviously will start next year, you had Eddie Goldman,
They traded their second-round pick next year for Anthony Miller.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
So the second-round picks are 2020 that
okay,
they get back. So,
right.
So next year, as of now, they don't have a pick until the third round,
okay.
Actually. Next year's NFL draft is going to be painful, and if the Raiders get a top-10 pick from the Bears, it was a gross miscalculation of how good this team is. The Bears think they're good. Like, that's the thing. Vegas has the Bears as a 6.5 win team. The Bears think they're good. I'm not saying they're one player away from a Super Bowl, but if they're a top five defense and the offense takes the leap that they obviously can take because it's an entirely different offense from last year, they absolutely can be a 10-win football team this year. Like that's in play.
Yeah, but it comes back to the division. I think Minnesota by far is the best team in the division still. I mean, they were 13-3 last year, and I think that they are capable of doing that again this year. It with Green Bay, obviously they get Aaron Rodgers back, and then they beefed up their secondary with Jair Alexander and Josh Jackson from Iowa, so that makes them better. And Detroit, they think they're good too. The way the Bears,
back-to-back winning seasons for Detroit.
Yeah, and a new head coach this year, ironically, after that, but they did make the playoffs. They think that they're better with some of the draft picks that they have with a center and Frank Ragnow and a running back and Kerryon Johnson, and two 1,000-yard receivers last year. I believe the only team to do that last year. So whenever we start to talk about the Bears and how good they are, unfortunately, we have to look right in the division to compare them at this point.
This segment brought to you by Northwestern Football. The Wildcats have the best home schedule in the nation this fall, hosting Michigan, Notre Dame, and more at Ryan Field. Tickets to both games available with season tickets only. Buy now at nusports.com. We're here for the next 2 hours taking your calls. You'll hear from a lot of our Score colleagues. A top five, top seven defensive player in football is coming to Chicago. The expectations are rising. We're talking to you. It's a Khalil Mack celebration on the Score.
We're fired up about that.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Obviously, getting Leonard back healthy is important, and signing Aaron Lynch and re-signing Acho and then addressing it in the draft. So we like the guys that are there. I think if you ask any NFL team, they're always going to want more pass rush. Some of that can be generated from our defensive line as well. So to say we're comfortable there, I think we're always trying to improve, especially in pass rush.
Well, Ryan Pace, you improved your pass rush. Hey, Northwestern Football, the Wildcats have the best home schedule in the nation this fall, hosting Michigan, Notre Dame, and more at Ryan Field. Tickets to both games available with season tickets only. Buy now at nusports.com. Mark Grody, our Bears reporter, in with me, Danny Parkins. Eli Hershkovitz doing a great job producing on the other side of the glass. You'll hear We're calling basically all of the hosts from The Score.
Which is awesome.
1 hour from now, and we're going to just get their rapid-fire reaction. Greg Gabriel going to join us in 90 minutes. We'll take a bunch of calls. But, Grody, I know the Bears gave up a lot for Khalil Mack, but if you're a Bears fan, or you know a Bears fan that is upset about the acquisition cost here, and that person's your friend, I think that you should metaphorically slap that person in the face. Because the Bears were going to use their first-round pick next year, overwhelmingly likely, on a pass rusher, right? It's the biggest hole on the team. They weren't able to fill it this year. So just use, like, in your mind, one of those first-round picks next year's. Just pretend you used Khalil Mack on that.
Exactly.
And you paid him more money. And then all you had to do was give up one extra first round pick for Khalil Mack.
And quite frankly, if you want to, if the Bears were going to go after a pass rusher next year, to get a real pass rusher out of college for the draft, it's got to be top five. It's got to be top five.
Right. That's where Bradley Chubb went this
exactly.
year.
Exactly. And that's what Khalil Mack, I believe Khalil Mack was a number five
correct
overall pick in the draft. So you didn't want to have to think that your team, the Bears in this case, was going to be that bad. You didn't want to think of the Bears being a team that got the number three overall pick next year, because you'd like to think that the Bears are at least a 500 team, even without Khalil Mack.
Right. And I'm not saying it's not a lot to give up, but if we did a list of non-quarterbacks in the NFL and you factored in everything, you factored in age, health, position, contract, Khalil Mack is a top 10 non-quarterback in the NFL.
Right. And those are the two most important positions, arguably, right? Quarterback and a guy that sacks the quarterback.
Yes.
Right.
And they didn't just give up four draft picks. They got two back. So they gave up a sixth and a third, but they got back a fifth and a second. So you actually upgraded in the lower rounds, and you gave up the two first round picks.
Right, where the Bears will still be expected to do good work. But I think you put it very well that you look at this as this is your draft pick for next year. A guy that there's no way you could – you're probably not going to get this caliber of talent next year in the draft no matter what.
Almost assuredly. Yeah. And texters are saying, why haven't they announced a contract yet? They're going to sign Khalil Mack to a contract. He was holding out. This was something that was done. Like, Khalil Mack's agent is working in conjunction with this sort of thing. Khalil Mack wants to get paid. The Bears are not trading for a guy only to exercise his fifth-year option and then lose him next year.
Right, and I am keeping an eye on the Bears and emails here in terms of it being official and waiting for, and I know that a lot of the cuts have already leaked out. We could kind of go through some of that list too, but we'll wait for that to officially come out today. That may happen before 5:30 as well.
It might, but yeah, no, get ready for the Bears to have the most expensive defensive player in the NFL.
Right. And who knows when the press conference will be, who knows? It might be tomorrow. Who knows?
It might be.
But I doubt it, but we'll see.
But Aaron Donald just signed a six-year extension with $87 million guaranteed, paying him about $22 million a year. Khalil Mack will get that plus at least a dollar. Like, that's normally how that works.
That's how it works.
So Prepare for the Bears to put out a record-setting defensive contract.
Get to these calls, Danny.
All right, let's do it. 312-644-6767. It's a Khalil Mack celebration in Naperville with D'Angelo on the Score. What's up, D'Angelo?
All right, guys, I'm trying to hold down my excitement, but here I go. When the Bears last went to the Super Bowl, Brian Urlacher was 29 years old. Mike Brown, 29 years old. I believe Lance Briggs was 24. We got a guy, 27 years old, who's already been an All-Pro, right, at two different positions. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of young talent. If we're not dancing in the streets, there is nothing that Ryan Pace can ever do to make us dance. If we're not dancing now, if someone is upset about this trade, then something's wrong with them. They're not Bear fans. More than likely, they're Packer fans.
Amen.
Listen, Packers got got Aaron Rodgers. We now got the Mac. I am excited. I am a Bear fan, been a Bear fan since I was born, and this is the greatest thing that has happened in a very long time. I appreciate you coming. I appreciate you taking my call. We should all be jumping for joy right now.
Amen, yeah. D'Angelo.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I'm with you, man. The skepticism is simply because people don't know if Trubisky's good.
Well, I think the skepticism, too, is that people don't – look, the two first-round picks can be alarming to people when they see that. Because
sure.
Because we all know how important a first-round pick is in the draft for bad teams especially. So I think that people that are alarmed by that, I mean, I totally get it. I would say settle down because that is exactly – I mean, that seems like fair market for one of the best defensive players in the league. I mean, it's probably good. Oakland's probably thinking, okay. That's cool for us, too.
Oakland did the best they could.
I think so.
Given that they were held over a barrel by their superstar player.
Right, which Gruden, I don't know if Gruden ever even talked to him.
But you don't trade players like Khalil Mack in their prime. It doesn't happen. Texter's like, well, Parkins, the guy, the pass rusher they would have drafted next year would have been younger and cheaper. Yeah, but he would not be as good. Khalil Mack is awesome.
Yeah.
He's not good. He's not great. He is tier 1A elite.
Honestly, though, from John Gruden's perspective, I could kind of see why he did it in terms of the new boss coming in who's not going to be pushed around by a star player who thinks he can do it his way. And his way may be totally and completely wrong, and he may be out of touch in the NFL, but he's doing it his way. He's going to have a first round, you know, loaded with first round picks in the next 2 years. So he's got his 3 to 5 year plan set up. So from his perspective, and we're not going to do a whole lot of Raiders perspective today, I can honestly see what he's doing.
Yeah, but he's a smug son of a you-know-what to think that you get better by trading superstars, man. It's just a new coach coming in, trying to assert his authority.
Well, exactly.
You don't get better by trading superstar players in their prime.
You don't, because unless he thinks he can, and he obviously does think that he can load up with his first round picks, and maybe he will be able to. He's obviously been successful in the past, but we'll see.
I'll just say this. This is what the NFL is doing. It's about trying to maximize quarterbacks on rookie contracts. That's what Ryan Pace is doing. It's not an old school, archaic thought. Like, this is what teams in the NFL that are on the cutting edge are trying to do. It's what the Eagles did last year when they won the Super Bowl. Like, if you might think that Trubisky's bad or Mack is overrated or Pace sucks or Nagy's going to flop, you could doubt any of them. But the plan that they're executing is how modern teams are building in the NFL.
Right, and this plan, his plan changed all of a sudden. Ryan Pace's plan, because this guy was available, it changes what he's doing. I think it changes the way I think of Ryan Pace and what he's doing, and I'm sure it probably changes what the fans think about him too. I mean, it's a whole new notch of credibility. I mean,
hell yeah.
Whether it works or not. And honestly, like, everybody wants to talk about the Jay Cutler thing. Hey, we had the same party here on The Score when Jay Cutler became a Bear and Jerry Angelo was praised,
yep,
completely, you know, widely on that. And I still say that was a game changer for Jerry Angelo. And obviously, just like any GM with the Bears or in the NFL, there's mixed reviews, but that completely changed the complexion of Jerry Angelo. And that's the same thing with Ryan Pace, whether he's good or not.
In Lake Forest, Kirk is on The Score with myself, Danny Parkins, and Mark Grody. What's up, Kirk?
Grody, how you doing, man? Love the Grody impressions.
Thank you very much. This trade is no good. Probably what I'll say.
Absolutely, Grabber. I actually agree. I think that the Bears have done their fans a massive disservice, and here's why.
Oh, Kirk, you are out of your mind.
I was just kidding, Kirk. I had no idea. Go ahead, sir.
You let me finish?
Go ahead. We're just talking over
four
everybody.
Four of the top eight picks next year are going to be edge rushers. You got Bosa coming out. You got Sweet coming out. You got the guy out of Clemson coming out. These are elite guys who you know you're going to have from age 22 to at least age 30. This guy is 27 years old. The Bears are supposed to be tearing down and building up. You don't know what you have in Trubisky. If one of you guys hit the nail on the head, you can clearly say that Watson is better than Trubisky now. I won't say that, but I think this just proves that Pace can't draft.
Hold on a second, Kirk. Hold on a second, though, and then I'll let you respond. They don't plan to be in the top 10 next year.
But they will. What happens? They're going to be awful. They're a 4-5 win team.
Why?
I mean, listen, are you a Packers fan? Be honest. Are you a Packers fan?
I live in Lake Forest. I live right down the block from where they practice. There's no way I'm a Packers fan.
Okay.
There's
they have seen more of Trubisky in this offense than any of us. They've got an entirely new offense.
Who is they? Who is they? A brand new coaching staff. What do you mean?
Yeah.
They.
A guy who Andy Reid said is the best coaching prospect he's ever had, who hired Mark Helfrich. They've got a brand new offensive system.
When did Andy Reid become Bill Belichick or Vince Lombardi?
Kirk, I'm not going to do this with you today. Andy Reid is the second best head coach in the NFL, and at worst, he's a top five head coach.
Hell, never mind the coaches. Look at the guy. We had to let Kirk go. But
he gone! He's raining on the celebration.
No, it's not. It's not even that. Never mind the coaching staff. Just look at some of the personnel. I mean, I think that Allen Robinson has a proven track record.
You think he's an upgrade over Kendall Wright?
It's possible. Yeah, Kendall Wright. Yeah, let's just use that. Kendall Wright was the Bears' leading receiver last year. You know who the second leading receiver was last year? Josh Bellamy. Their third last year was Tariq Cohen. And that's all good. That's fine. They had fine years, but those are not the guys you want at the top of your wide receivers list. And now they have, obviously, they have Taylor Gabriel, too, one of the fastest guys in the NFL. Allen Robinson, legit threat at wide receiver. Trey Burton, a guy who will probably, possibly lead the team in catches this year. Year two of Tariq Cohen. So
Anthony Miller.
I mean, we're not just drinking the cool Anthony Miller. And, you know, that Kevin White, maybe even. Blow it there?
Yeah, that's where you've gone too far. But seriously, Anthony Miller might be the fifth receiving option on this team.
Absolutely.
Allen Robinson, Trey Burton, Taylor Gabriel. Tariq Cohen, mm-hmm. Anthony Miller.
Right.
Plus Jordan Howard, who's averaging 1,200 yards a season rushing. Plus a quarterback who, I know Bears cynics don't think he's good. He had the worst offensive coaching staff in the NFL, combined with the worst skill position group in the NFL, was not supposed to start, played before he was supposed to, in an offense not built for him, and by the end of the season, still had two games where he completed more than 70% of his passes.
Well, and then he also, and I always go back to the game too, just to magnify the point of the offense that he was in last year. I'll make it very simple. He had a game last year where he attempted 7 passes. Did I say more?
Yeah.
He did win, and they did win the game. And he did have he had a really good game at Cincinnati. I think it was a 25-for-31 game against what was a depleted Cincinnati team in terms of injuries last year. But he showed flashes, and yeah, this is a totally and completely different offense for him and a different look with different weapons.
In West Town, Darian's on the score. Darian, I hope you're celebrating with us.
Oh, my God. You know, this guy, Kirk, tell him to go back and play Fortnite. The thing is, as Bears fans, we deserve this trade. I mean, we haven't had a player to play at this talent level since Urlacher in 2008. I mean, two first-round picks for possibly a future Hall of Famer? How many Hall of Famers do we have on this team right now? And first-round picks in this town? Come on, Gabe Kareemi, David Terrell, I mean, who cares? You don't know. It's a total crapshoot. It's like 40-50% hit rate anyway.
Look, it's shocking that this guy became available. It's shocking that somebody this good, as you said, on a trajectory at least to be in the Hall of Fame was available, and then even more shocking that your team was able to get this guy. And there's 32 or 31 other teams in the NFL that would be saying the same thing today, that they're shocked that their team was able to get this guy who is this good and this young who they couldn't come to terms with in Oakland.
Thank you very much for the call. It's a remarkably bold move. It's a year earlier than I expected. It raises the expectations significantly for this year, and it's about trying to maximize a rookie quarterback window on a rookie quarterback contract. I know he's not a rookie quarterback anymore. He's in his second year, but he's on that rookie contract.
Yes, and I was talking about earlier how this puts everything into place in terms of the defense. It puts Sam Acho in the right place. It takes a little bit of the pressure off of Leonard Floyd. It takes immense pressure off of the secondary, which is also good. But then it actually, you keep mentioning Mitchell Trubisky, it puts him in place as well, that he doesn't have to, that as if the defense wasn't already probably the most important part of this team, a top 10 defense without Khalil Mack, it now takes that little bit of pressure off, even though there's going to be expectations with all the different weapons that we've been mentioning. It is now about the Bears defense. This is how the Bears are going to win, and eventually we're going to see an offense that is going to blossom, and maybe it won't happen right away, but eventually it should.
Segment also brought to you by Hub Group Trucking. Hub Group Trucking has a variety of CDLA driving opportunities in your area. Drivers are offered top-tier pay, great benefits, plus bonus programs. Join one of the nation's top carriers and start a career centered around you. Call now at 888-703-3889 or online at hubgrouptrucking.com. More of your calls and reaction to the Bears trading for Khalil Mack, the boldest move yet of Ryan Pace's tenure. This is 670 The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Osweiler in trouble. Osweiler brought down Khalil Mack. 5 sacks on the day.
Khalil Mack's a Bear. I still can't even really believe it, Mark Grody.
I woke up to the alarming flurry. Like, today was the day that I picked since the Bears were supposedly off this weekend. Today was my alarm clock free sleep days. So I'm not going to lie to you, Danny.
Yeah.
I woke up at about 11 o'clock this morning and the text messages were jammed. The voicemail was filled. The tweets were going crazy. And I'm like, what did I miss? And then I saw what I missed. So, yeah, sorry it wasn't on earlier today, but
I was
sleeping. But yeah, what a pleasant surprise. Every once in a while, one of these days rolls around in Chicago sports, and we'll just keep it to football right now, where everybody can kind of rejoice. I mean, obviously, Jay Cutler was one of them. I think Julius Peppers was another one. I mean, obviously not a trade, but the old Lovie Smith knocking on his door to bring him in. And then this one. And these are rare moments, and that's why Danny and I happy to be here on a Saturday.
Also, the trade-up for Trubisky was one.
Absolutely.
That was a big one.
Absolutely.
Oh, people are like, oh, wow, you guys came in on a Saturday. Man, if you don't want to talk sports on this radio station in this city about a story like this, get out of the business.
Look, everybody that is in our business, our lineup, by the way, our score lineup will be on the Score at about 4:20 today.
Yeah, we're going Lawrence, Mack, Burnsy, Connor, Haw, Hub. Back to back to back to back to back to back to back.
Trust me, Danny and I were itching to get on a microphone today, and I'm positive that each and every one of those guys is itching to get on the microphone today. So I would have, if Mitch hadn't asked me, I probably would have volunteered or asked to be in on the our little Bears hit at 4:20.
The sports medicine show was going on when I got the news, and so I was going to just call into whoever was hosting.
Uh-huh.
So I just turned on Periscope and did 30 minutes in my kitchen. I hadn't even brushed my teeth yet.
Oh my God.
William in Plano is on the Score. Let's get as many calls in before we go to all of our Score colleagues. It's a Khalil Mack celebration, William. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. We got our pit bull versus Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, I mean, I said that early in the show that even though we are celebrating the moment, you could actually look ahead and say, you know what? You need Khalil Mack against Aaron Rodgers. You need Khalil Mack against Russell Wilson in week two on Monday Night Football at Soldier Field. So right off the bat, rapid fire, it's a pretty good time to have this guy before it lightens up a little bit in week three when the Bears are at Tampa Bay.
Absolutely. And you know what, guys? Let me say this. There's no doubt about it. This team become a number 10 defensive team to jump all the way up to number 3. Can you believe that?
See, I don't know where they'll be top 3. I think the Eagles are still really good. I think the Vikings are still really good. The Texans, the Jaguars, the Rams, but it'll come down to health. Like, that's how it works every year. If the Bears stay healthy defensively because of their continuity, the coaching staff, and the infusion of two superstar caliber players, Mack as a known star, and Roquan Smith is probably the safest collegiate defensive player in the draft, they have the chance to be the number one defense in the NFL.
Think about this. Last year, the Bears had 42 sacks, and I think that surprises people, and that's a really good number. I mean, the leading sack team last year was either Jacksonville or Pittsburgh with 56.
Yeah.
So, and I think the low was 27 with Buffalo. So you could kind of see where the Bears were, and they were able to, with Vic Fangio, to manufacture sacks and have the right schemes and run blitzes and things like that. And that takes some of the pressure off of Vic Fangio to sell out, so to speak. Now you got a guy who can get his sacks on his own. And when they do double team Khalil Mack, all of a sudden you're going to see Leonard Floyd become a better player as well, or he should.
And Akeem Hicks won't be double teamed as much.
Right.
They'll be able to rush four and drop seven more. They won't need to have blitz as much.
Right. It's going to affect the whole defense.
Goldman, Hicks, Floyd, Mack rushing the passer with four should be able to get there more times than not. Let's go to Greg on line three. Greg, thanks for calling the Score.
Hey, guys, how we doing? Happy Khalil Mack Day. I'm loving this.
Happy holidays.
How about it? No, I woke up this morning to crawl my happy butt to work, and 5:30 in the morning, all of a sudden I get a text when I get to work at like 8, and my buddy he sends me a text. He goes, oh, Bears got Mack. And instantly I'm thinking, Marlon Mack? I'm like, well, that's cool.
Dan McNeil.
Dan McNeil, yeah, exactly.
Total fantasy like buzz right there. And I was like, oh, my God, wait, it's Khalil Mack. So then I instantly jumped to the point where I was like, okay, did the Bears just get two linebackers this offseason that would make Floyd and Trevathan their third and fourth best linebackers? Like, did that really happen? And then Grody, if I can get a Harrison Ford impersonation, what would he say for Khalil Mack going to the Bears?
Excellent question, Greg.
Go Bears.
Go Bears.
Take care, guys.
This guy's he's a monster, I tell you.
Honestly, Greg, it's a bad job by me that I did not start the show getting all of the impressions from Grody.
But hey,
on
man,
the Mack
I'm just trying to keep this straight down the middle today, Chicago Bears, and we'll do the impersonations on another day.
Oh, God, I'm so excited for next Sunday in this Bears season. The expectations are now legitimately through the roof. It's Grody. I'm Parkins. Eli's here. Your call's coming up before we go through and bother all of our Score colleagues on a Saturday on the Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.